Kina Chavalef, Arze Halavonain, Adire Atera, the cedars of Lebanon, the giants of Torah, the tzaddikim, the gedolim, who are rooted in the same ground as all of us, but who somehow defy the laws of gravity and just keep growing ever upward throughout their lives, who protect us in their shade, who give us the fruit, the beautiful Torah that they teach us and keep us alive with. Baalei Treisin b'Mishno b'Gemara, the shield carriers of Mishnah and Gemara, they act as protective agents for us, as shields for all of Klal Yisrael. The Gedolim who protect us from dangers, both physical and spiritual, through their Amelus B'Torah, through the Talmidim that they guide, through the Talmidim that they bring up to follow in the ways of Hashem. Gibor Kara Koyach Amole B'Tara Damam Nishbach V'Nashta Gvura. These powerful warriors who work in Hashem's work in purity, their blood was spilled and their greatness was removed. This kinah Chavalef, deals with the Asara Haruge Malchus, and twice a year we talk about the Asara Haruge Malchus, once on Tisha B'Av and once on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur we talk about the Asara Haruge Malchus because the Chazal tell us that the Misa of Tzadikim is Mechaperes. It caused an atonement. And on Tisha B'Av we talk about it because the Misa of Tzadikim is skula, like Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. It's like the burning of the Beis HaMikdash itself. The stories of each of the Asara Haruge Malchus, every one of them is beyond belief, beyond description. The Ramchal, in his Maimar HaGeula, discusses the four primary ways, the four primary kilkulim of being in Gullus. And the fourth is the poverty and the pain, the unbearable gezeiros and crushing abuse that we suffer on behands of our tormentors. When we're in Gullus, the Koyach of Tumas and the Sitra Acher are very, very strong. And the process of Kapara is incredibly drawn out. And at times, the Kategorim against Klal Yisrael are so great that there's a gezera for a terrible, terrible thing to happen. And somehow, we don't know what this means, but the Midas HaDin must be appeased. And sometimes, instead of unleashing some sort of force that would destroy tens of thousands of Klal Yisrael, Hashgacha decides that a great tzaddik will be taken. The Gemara says, Amar Rab Ami, Lama Nismucha Parshas Mises Miriam, the Parshas Parah Aduma. Why is the Parsha of the death of Miriam next to the Parsha of Parah Aduma? Lama Lecha Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperes, just like the Parah Aduma serves to be mechaper af misasan shal tzadikim mechaperes, so too the death of tzadikim, the catastrophic death of our great ones, the catastrophic death of our towering Arze Halavonon, is a kapara when they're moser nafshem al kiddush Hashem. One might say, what does that mean, they're moser nafshem al kiddush Hashem? They're dragged out by the Romans, by the Nazis, by the Inquisition. But that's not the true story. If you look at almost every story here, the tzaddikim of the Asara Haruge Malchus, the way that they died, the way Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who were both killed at the time of the Korban, both begged the captors, take me first, so I shouldn't have to see the great Chil Hashem of my colleague, who's so much greater than me, being murdered by barbarians. The story of Rabbi Akiva, whose very flesh is being ripped off of his body, and he's being a mekabel of all Malchus Shemayim, and his students say, Rabbeinu Ad Kan, and he says, Kol Yomai Etzarti, Al Posuk Zeh, B'chol Nafshecha, Afilu Notel Es Nafshecha, my whole life, I was wondering, Masa Yavar Liadi Vakaimena, when will I get a chance to be Meister Nefesh? These people weren't Meister Nefesh just in their last moments, their entire lives. You have to live a life of Mesiras Nefesh to be able to be Meister Nefesh at the last moment. Kol Yomai Hitzta'arti. These were people who their entire lives, they lived their lives of Mesiras Nefesh, and that's why they were able, at their last moment of Karban, to go out with such great purity. If you look in the Kina, which is clearly about the Asar Haruge Malchus, it says it, but there's actually no 10 people listed here. And the people that are listed here do not live at the same time. Although we're familiar with the story of the Roman who pulled the Chachamim in and asked what the punishment is for kidnapping, and they said it's death, and they said, well, your parents, the Shvatim, kidnapped Yosef and sold him, so you have to get killed. And then they asked Mishamayim, was this a gezerah from Shemayim? From the Beis HaMikdash, they heard, but the Urim and Tumim, they heard that this was, and they accepted it upon themselves with love. But the Asar Haruge Malchus did not happen all at once. Even the ones that are listed here, the first two, Rabbi Shmuel Kain Gadol and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, they were at the time of the Chorban, and many of the other ones were not until after the Bar Kokhba rebellion, which was 60, 70 years later. And two are missing. In the tefillah on Yom Kippur, there's one more, there's nine, but no one, the tenth one is not here. And perhaps the reason why the Baal HaKina, one of the Baalei Tosfos, did not write the last one in, or the last two in, is because the Asar Haruge Malchus are still going on. Every time that we lose one of our Gdolim, who's Moser Nafshal, Kiddush Hashem, it's still some sort of vestige of that Asar Haruge Malchus. When Rav Elchanan Wasserman, who came back to Europe after being safe, but came back to be with his Talmidim, and the Nazis rounded them up, and he spoke to his Talmidim just a few moments before they died about the importance of making sure that their minds were filled with Ahavas Hashem so they could be a pure carbon to be mechaper for the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's still the Asar Haruge Malchus. And every year, every generation doesn't stop. Just in these last 2 years, there was a tzaddik in Yerushalayim, his name was Rav Moshe Tversky. He taught in Yeshivas Toras Moshe. He loved every one of his students. One day there was a massive snowstorm and all of Yerushalayim was shut down and everyone thought that's it. Yeshiva's over. No one was coming in. None of the Rebbeim came in. There was no buses. In walks Rav Moshe Tversky. He had walked 4 miles in 12 inches of snow to learn with his students. And Rav Tversky, when the Gulf War happened, he asked his Rebbe, Rebbe Elia Weintraub, if the siren goes off while I'm in the middle of davening Shemona Esrei, should I go into the Cheder Atum, the sealed room? And his Rebbe said to him that it's not really clear what the proper ishtadlus is, especially being that they don't know what types of warheads are going to be used. It's going to be gas, it's going to be conventional, will a sealed room even help you if it's a conventional warhead? Since there's so much sveikos about what the proper ishtadlus is, he says, if you're middle Shemona Esrei, one has the liberty to say, if it's not my time, I don't have anything to worry about, and if it is my time, what more beautiful thing than be dying al Kiddush Hashem in middle Shemona Esrei? And Rav Moshe Tversky was so affected by this, and he would say this over and numerous times for the years to come. He would say to his family, he would say, if I'm to die young, I hope it will be al Kiddush Hashem in middle of davening. On Chaf Hei Cheshvan, Tavshin Ayin Hei, the Friday morning, Rav Moshe Twersky used to learn every Friday night until every Thursday night until 2 o'clock in the morning. And he would go to sleep, and he would get up a few hours later and go to the mikvah and go daven Vasikin. Sure enough, while he's davening Vasikin, crowned in his talus and tefillin, two Arab murderers came in and murdered four holy, holy Yidden in their Shulan Harnov, davening Vasikin. Arzei Halavonon, Adirei HaTorah. Doesn't stop. This year, Yud Alef Teves, Tavshanayin Vav, the Zitzadik Rav Reuven Biermacher. He was living in Argentina in his whole life, but he wanted to learn and he wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael so badly. So at the age of 40, he moved his entire family from Buenos Aires to Yerushalayim, where he was a Rebbe in Aish, in their Spanish-speaking program. He loved every Jew. One time he heard a bacher complaining that the food wasn't good. He walked over to him and says, come, I want to take you out. He took him out. He get him a whole feast of falafel. Wanted every Jew to feel comfortable. And in the morning of Yud Alef Teves, Tavshin Ayin Vav, he was teaching. There was a group of Panamanian students, secular students, who were visiting. And it was time for him to stop, and he had to go. But the Panamanian student said, no, please, don't go. This class is the best we've ever heard. He taught with such love. He had such passion in his eyes. So he stayed a little bit longer. And as he was walking home, he's walking out of the Jaffa gate, and two terrorists fell upon him, stabbed him to death. Adire Arzei Halavonon, Adirei HaTorah. The Asara Harugei Malchus, they're not over yet. It still continues throughout our Galus. For some reason, we don't understand Midas Hadin, but it's when these people, the creme de la creme of Klal Yisrael, when they're taken, they are the mechaper for the rest of us. There's two sources that talk about the Misas of the Tzadikim. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says, Shkula Misas Tzadikim Kisrevas Beis Elokeinu. The Misa of Tzadikim is equal to the burning of the house of Hashem. But the Medrash in Eicha says, Matzinu Shetziluko Shel Tzadikim Kashalofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoser Mimea Tochachos Chaser Shtayim Umichorban Beis HaMikdash. The Midrash and Eicha says we find that Tzadikim being taken away is hard in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the 98 Tochachos found in the Torah and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So is it equal or is it more? Rav Daniel Sinowitz answers that there's no stira between the Midrash and the Gemara. Everyone agrees that the Misa of Tzadikim is greater than the loss of the Beis HaMikdash because Tzadikim are alive and dynamic, growing and teaching. However, the term Shkula, which seems to be equal, doesn't necessarily mean equal, but rather means currency, like a shekel, a coin. They're both of the same currency. When the Beis HaMikdash is lost, we lose our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Tzadikim are lost, we lose our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lose our inspiration. And we get to a point where, like it says in Eicha last night, Yesomim Hayinu Ve'ein Av, we are orphans without a father. Ve'ein Lanu Li'ishan El Avinu Shebashamayim, all we have left to remain on it is our Father in heaven. But as the Kina ends off with a note of hope, Ametz Berkayim Koshlos, strengthen our weakening knees, Chelek Yaakov Umoshia Be'es Tzara, Be our savior in times of distress. Letzedek yimloch melech, in righteousness Hashem will be our king. Yomar shomul yumeyev layech, he will say to us that the days of your mourning over the bias, over the tzaddikim, have finally come to an end. La'oro nisa v'nelech, then we shall venture and walk forth in his life, in his light. Kinnah chaf aleph, arzeh halavonim.